This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Alex Maselli is the founder and publisher of The Morning Read. If you're a fan of the game and The Morning Read is not hitting your inbox every day, then we're going to need to fix that. We'll talk about that and more. It's a pleasure to welcome Alex Maselli to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, Alex.
How are you?
I'm great. Tell the golfer who's listening right now about The Morning Read. What is it?
Well, about a little over a year and a half ago, decided to start another project, and that seems to be my life's blood, is to start projects. In this case, figuring that we needed to have something that came out every morning that wasn't the same old dribble that you read currently in a lot of different publications, either on the web. Generally on the web, not too much print left. That, you know, the print was good that's left. But so just wanted to do something that get in, you could read on your phone or your mobile device, whatever that might be, then go on with your day. We're not trying to keep you for an hour. We're trying to keep you for 5 or 10 minutes. And so that was the impetus behind The Morning Read. And it's worked out better than I would have ever anticipated. We have like 300,000 people getting it. They're reading a lot. We know that. Well, there's a lot of interaction by the people reading, sending us a lot of notes and letters by email. So it's been tremendous over the first, as I said, I guess maybe 19, 20 months now.
How does someone sign up for it?
Just go to morningread.com and hit the subscribe button. Or if that doesn't work for you for some reason, just contact me, alex@morningread.com, and I'll take care of you. I promise.
He will. I'll vouch for him. He'll take care of you. Alex, do you take some satisfaction? And we may be getting too deep into the weeds on this, and I apologize. Do you take some satisfaction when you see things like, well, there are more and more of these sorts of publications, web-based publications popping up? I guess I want to know, do you believe in your heart you're on the right track with this?
Well, before this, you know, I started the Golf Wire in 2000. And so now it's 2018. I don't currently own the Golf Wire. I had sold it a while ago, but it's still in existence and it's still a mainstay of the industry. So I've always felt like newsletters in email boxes in the morning make a lot of sense, as long as there's value to them, as long as people want to read them. And you see more and more of this, not necessarily in the golf space, as you see it more in the political space now with Axios and The Hill and other people. So I always felt this is the way to go, and I think it's proven to be right. And 5 years from now, talk to me as we're doing something different, because I'm sure things will change.
Speaking of content, speaking of things you write, something you wrote last week really caught my eye. You wrote an article regarding sponsorships out on tour. Anybody that watches really any tour sees the players with logos all over their shirts and their bags. But your article points out in some respects that world is shifting a little bit. How is that world shifting?
Well, I mean, what's interesting is that in the old days, and I mean old days meaning 15 years ago, I think is a fair assessment, we used to have Q School, and players that played in Q School, when they qualified to get a tour card at Q School, there would be an entire room where you would go in and meet with potential equipment sponsors and some other people, and you could walk out of Q School that Monday, I think is when it used to finish. You could walk out of there with endorsement deals that would probably get you through the year in regards to financially supporting you in regards to your quest to try to stay on tour for the following year. That is no longer the case. you know, back in the day, you'd almost never see a golf bag that wasn't an equipment manufacturer, if it was a Titleist or a Callaway or a Ping or whoever it would be. Now, you see a lot more bags with all manner of companies. I mean, the probably the most popular player in the world, which is Tiger Woods, hasn't had a bag with a equipment company on it for I don't even know how long. I mean, I don't think he started with Buick on his bag. It could have been Titleist, but it rapidly became Buick, and then it's become many different things, and now it's Monster. But that trend is a trend that has happened throughout golf. And what happens now is that since I can't get, meaning if you're not in the top 15 or 20 in the world, since I can't get the real money from the equipment manufacturers, I have to go somewhere else. And it meant that these players now are looking for other places to get their money. But because these agents are always talking to the same people, basically, there's this competition amongst them to get that money from, if it's a UPS or a FedEx or whoever it is. And so my article talks more about going outside of that realm, going outside of the normal golf agent and working with an agent that is completely different. And that happened to be the Harvick agency.
We're talking, by the way, with Alex Maselli from The Morning Read here on the Augusta Golf Show. Are those necessarily out-of-the-box companies responsive to this? Do they see the value in this?
Well, it was interesting, because first I started talking to the two of the players that are involved with the agency, James Hahn and Chesson Hadley. And, you know, Chesson, who is not as popular per se as James Hahn, hasn't had as much success as James Hahn. I remember doing a story about Chesson when he had done a deal with Bojangles. So that takes you kind of back. And that would have been outside of the mainstream doing a Bojangles deal. But in both cases, what has happened is that they, I guess the best way to describe it is they kind of piggyback to some extent onto Kevin Harvick's deal, the NASCAR driver, his deals with all of his sponsors, which are, you know, 30 or 40 companies. They piggyback onto those deals. So if Kevin Harvick is getting $5 or $6 million from Tide, let's say, there's money there probably for a Chesson Hadley or a James Hahn, another couple hundred thousand, $250,000, something like that. And it doesn't take too many of those deals to, you know, put those players in a pretty good situation for the rest of the year in regards to expenses. So those deals, those sponsors are in fact open, interested, and these players are like, well, this is great, because not only do we have something we're working with, and we have sponsors that are interested and engaged with us, we don't have to worry about trying to find somebody else because these guys are open. And so it's worked out really well. And, you know, the Harvick agency can't take on 100 players, but 2, 3, or 4 players they can, and that's what they're doing.
How much of this, Alex, is about finding money, and how much of it is of this is about finding enough money? I get a sense that they're looking for sponsors that, you know, will pay them enough money to make good for what they no longer get in the conventional ways.
You know, that's a hard question. I don't know if I have an answer to that. What I can say is the following. You know, in your mind as a professional golfer, you would like to get a certain amount of sponsorship money. Usually the old adage on tour was you get enough sponsorship money to cover your expenses for the year, and then everything you did inside the ropes would be gravy. And, you know, that would be great. However, as the dynamic has changed, you know, it's been probably harder and harder, and expenses are more than they were. It's been harder and harder to probably find that dynamic. So I think that's what, if you're a Chesson Hadley or you're a James Hahn, that's what you're looking for. The other part of this equation, which I didn't mention, is the traditional agent will take 20-25% of whatever they get you. The Harvick agency is not a traditional agency. They don't charge anywhere near those numbers. And so now all of a sudden, not only are you getting your money, but you're getting your money at a less fee than it would have been before. And so, and to be honest with you, in spending some time with Kevin Harvick in Martinsboro, he's a really interesting guy. His understanding of how this works is different than a typical agent's understanding, because he's still racing. He's still in the same boat to some extent as these players are.
Sure. Well, he understands from where they're coming.
Right.
We got to run. Would it be fair to say, Alex, do you think Tiger gets less than he used to? Does Rory get less than he used to? Do those top four or five? I mean, is there less money out there?
There's less money out there, but the big players still get a pretty good piece of the pie. So that I wouldn't worry about them. The only thing that I can't answer on the Tiger front is, you know, he's had a problem and problems,
right,
outside of golf, and so you can't underestimate what that's cost him. I know, obviously, his deal with AT&T, which was a tremendous deal back when he had it, went away because of the issues he had off the course. So you can't, it's hard to say what he is or isn't getting in endorsement deals. But the other guys, if it's a Rory, if it's a Jason Day, if it's a Jordan Spieth, they're still getting more than enough money. And by the way, I was just looking yesterday when I'm working on something. Bryson DeChambeau, who is now in his second year on the PGA Tour, has earned, in career earnings alone, since he started, over $10 million. So if you play well, those endorsement deals don't really matter as much.
He is Alex Maselli, again, the founder, the publisher of The Morning Read. If you don't get The Morning Read, fix that. Go to the website, morningread.com, and sign up, or email Alex. Alex at Morning Read. I've wanted to do this for a long time, Alex. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Congratulations on the Morning Read, and we'll do this again. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.